This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Boston Children's Hospital is one of the top hospitals in the world. It's an elite pediatric center that treats the most difficult medical disorders, researches cures, and saves children's lives. Children's Hospital is at the heart of the Longwood Medical Area, and there's not a lot of breathing room around there. The hospital's cheek by jowl with neighboring hospitals. The property is pricey, and open space is a rarity. So when a hospital needs to expand, as Children's does, it's hard-pressed to find space. Not far away from the jam of traffic outside Children's, tucked between the main buildings, is a half-acre oasis. It's called Prouty Garden. It's got fountains, pine trees, and birches, and a grand 65-foot dawn redwood tree. There's a gazebo, some alcove shrouded by shrubs, and little sculptures of squirrels and rabbits, and real rabbits, too. The garden has won national acclaim. On one of our visits, a family picnicked under the redwood. Parents pushed children in wheelchairs and with IV poles. Staff chatted at tables on the terrace. Such has been life in Prouty Garden for almost 60 years. Now Prouty is at the center of an uncomfortable battle. It's pit the hospital against some staff and families of patients. The hospital plans to demolish the garden next year, and it'll build in its place an 11-story, $1.5 billion clinical building. It'll feature a state-of-the-art neonatal intensive care unit, a pediatric heart center, operating rooms, and enough space so the hospital can offer all patients private rooms. Tammy Rich of Ashland says it'll save lives, and that's what matters most to her.
Garden spaces and healing spaces are incredibly important to me. But saving the lives of kids, for me, it's sort of an apple and oranges conversation.
Children's Hospital helped save Tammy Rich's son. He was born with complex heart defects. His mother spent hundreds of nights at Children's with him, and almost always in a room with another patient.
You would finally get your really sick kid settled after being admitted, and it can take, 6 hours to get everybody to see you once you get admitted. That kid might be coughing or crying, and your kid just got to sleep. You need that space to heal and have your private time while you face these challenges.
Rich's son is now 22, and he's doing well.
I'm Gus Morby from Medfield. My oldest son was treated here at Children's Hospital for leukemia.
Murby's son was Gus Jr. As a teenager, he endured 2 bone marrow transplants. His family felt like they sometimes lived at Children's. The best times they had together were outdoors in the Prouty Garden. They'd bring binoculars and watch hawks. Gus Murby Jr. died when he was 17. His family brought him to Prouty to take his final breath.
We asked if we could go outside and if he would not have a tube in his throat. He was intubated, so basically it was under the sky and without a tube. And he passed away quietly.
Murby points to the place where his son died. He's grateful the garden's there.
I can't tell you how touching it is, I guess, to know that somebody 50, 60 years ago did this. And to understand, when you're sitting there in the middle of it, why they did it. This is something that a small number of people intensely understand.
Prouty Garden exists because of a woman named Olive Prouty. She was a novelist and a poet in Brookline. She had 2 daughters who died as infants. She funded 2 wards in their memory. Children's Hospital eventually had to tear them down. In 1956, she bestowed the garden, despite her initial concern that the hospital might one day tear it down. She left money for its upkeep, and it's been landscaped with care.
This is part of what makes Children's Hospital so special.
Elaine Meyer is a clinical psychologist and a registered nurse. She directs an institute on ethics at Children's. She's helping to lead the push to save Prouty.
This is part of the healing that we have to offer, part of the therapy that we have to offer. This is not just a nice little sentimental space.
The campaign has included sidewalk gatherings outside the hospital.
Save the garden!
Among those rallying to save the garden, landscape architect Tom Payne. He designed a corner of Prouty Garden. For him, this is partly a land use issue.
Open space is not just a building site waiting to happen, which is how we too often look at open space. We consider it simply tomorrow's building site, when it's not that.
But hospital executives say they're dedicated to developing new green space. They emphasize that with the new building, they'll have about 9,000 more square feet of green space than what they have now.
Well, I think we have a great opportunity to not just replicate, but evolve those types of spaces.
Dr. Kevin Churchwell is Executive Vice President of Health Affairs and Chief Operating Officer at Children's Hospital. He was also a critical care pediatrician. He says Children's ultimately will have an indoor winter garden, an outdoor roof garden, and a ground-level garden about half the size of Prouty. Some opponents say those gardens will be cheap imitations of Prouty.
They're manufactured. They're not authentic. They're kind of put-in green, fake green, cheese whiz.
That's Episcopal priest Joel Ives, who's prayed with patients in the garden. He's one of 12,000 people who signed a petition to preserve the space. COO Kevin Churchwell says Prouty Garden has a great history with the hospital, but times have changed and medical needs are dire.
Our major discussion is around census management. Given our number of beds and the number of children who want or need our care, how do we manage that? It's not a match right now.
Churchwell says the hospital seriously looked at alternative sites for the building.
And looking at the other sites within this area, we sort of ruled out what didn't work and came up that the building that we're going to build made the most sense from a cost standpoint, a time standpoint, and a feasibility standpoint.
Opponents say they asked to see detailed analyses of the sites, but that the hospital never provided them. We found documents the hospital filed with the Boston Redevelopment Authority. They noted that other sites did not offer enough space or they were too remote to provide optimal medical care. The hospital's head of real estate said in a previous interview with WBUR that those issues were fatal flaws. We asked Kevin Churchwell about that.
You yourself said that Prouty Garden has always been at the heart of Children's Hospital. Why was that not a fatal flaw? Why was that not a deal breaker?
Priority. What's the most important thing that we do here? The most important thing that we do here is to take care of children who need us desperately. And that care is provided by our caregivers and by the space. And if the space is not where it needs to be, that's an important issue that we have to deal with.
Prouty Garden supporters are hoping for an 11th-hour reprieve. They filed a request with the Attorney General, Maura Healey, asking her to block the hospital from building on Prouty Garden. They cite letters between Olive Prouty and hospital officials about the garden's future, and they point to a plaque the hospital erected that still stands in the garden. It reads in part, "Because of Mrs. Prouty's vision, this garden will exist as long as Children's Hospital has patients, families, and staff to enjoy it." Attorney Greg McGregor of McGregor and Legere says a state law pertaining to charitable gifts could be the basis for action by the Attorney General.
If necessary, a lawsuit to see to it that the garden is saved in perpetuity as the original gift contemplated, which the hospital asked Mrs. Prouty for, and which her will specifies in endowing the garden.
But the hospital has a surprising ally.
What my grandmother particularly loved was putting the little animals in the bushes for the kids to discover.
Mason Smith is Olive Prouty's grandson, and he heads the Olive Higgins Prouty Foundation, which his grandmother set up to endow the garden. Smith is resigned to Children's Hospital, building on the garden that his grandmother created. And now he's on the hospital committee that's helping to develop the new green spaces.
I guess I saw this as where the hospital was headed. And then my interest was, well, let's do the best of it that we can. I mean, I was asked continually by the people that are very sad about the gardens going, did my grandmother say the garden should never be changed or removed? And I said, no, my grandmother was a smart woman. She knew things were temporal and didn't last forever.
But for Elizabeth Richter of Canton, Connecticut, the plans to demolish Prouty Garden are a betrayal. Her brother was treated at Children's for multiple brain tumors. He loved being in the garden and watching the squirrels. He died when he was 12. The family scattered his ashes in Prouty Garden.
I have always felt a tremendous commitment to Boston Children's Hospital, and every year since my brother's death, I have come here to celebrate my brother, to walk through the garden, to remember him, and for the administrators of this hospital to betray the people of Boston, to betray their patients and the parents and the families like this, I can't even speak.
As of now, the hospital plans to begin construction on the new clinical building next year, and administrators say they will hold multiple ceremonies to honor Prouty Garden and to say goodbye. Our story was produced by Lynn Joliker.
Thank you.